You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business. So we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place, and fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, it should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are the wonderful Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you to our pastors today, and we want to invite you to join us for one of our services Sunday morning at 11 or Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm excited to be here, excited about the Word of the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in and just being faithful listeners, faithful partners. We are here every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. WWBC 100.7 FM, 99.9 FM. We thank God for the platform and Pastor Paul Exposito in the studio. So today, let's just take a moment to ask God's presence. Father, we thank you today for a new day, new mercies, new grace. We just want to invite you, Holy Spirit, into our day, into this radio broadcast. Have your way, lead and guide, illuminate the Word of God to our hearts. May the Word of God hit the target today. May the Word of God hit the target of our hearts. May our hearts be pierced and bring about the godly change that you desire. I pray and I ask today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's get to it. Our first passage is going to come from Matthew. We're going to start today at Matthew 6:12. We're talking about a sensitive topic, and that topic is forgiveness. Let's start Matthew 6:12. We're going to look into the Word of God. My opinion don't matter, your opinion don't matter, but the Word of God will set us free. It will break yokes, it'll break the chains, it'll remove the scales. And so we want the Word of God to be our source today. So we're going to pick up Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, and it reads, "And forgive us," you and I, everybody, "our debts as we forgive our debtors." The New Living says, "And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And forgive us our debts, our sins, as we forgive others." I want to say today, we've got to deal with forgiveness. It's not always an easy subject. It's not always an easy thing to walk out. But the scripture says, as Jesus was teaching from Matthew 6, and we know this is part of what we call the Lord's Prayer. When the disciples said, "Jesus, teach us how to pray," and he began to share with them a pattern for prayer, and he included in the pattern for prayer, when you pray, he said, you got to forgive. God, we ask God's forgiveness as part of prayer. We must come before God every day and ask forgiveness, and we also must forgive others. God, forgive us of our sins. And then me, myself, and I, you also, we must forgive those that sin against us. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the scales of forgiveness. I could see in my mind's eye the old-fashioned scale, or when you think about law, you think about the scales of justice and how justice is blindfolded, but the scales determine the balance. And so when it comes to forgiveness, we've got to have a zero balance. Think about our credit cards. Think about things that carry balances, different accounts. We might have a card for this store, an account over here at this place. When it comes to forgiveness, we must have a zero balance. We cannot afford, many times with credit cards, we carry a balance for years. We carry student loan balances for years. Sometimes even simple things like water bill, light bills, people, instead of paying the full payment, many times people pay a portion on it. But when it comes to the area of forgiveness, we cannot afford to carry a balance. We cannot afford to carry a balance. We were not designed and wired to carry a balance. We must forgive as the Lord forgives us. Let's go a little bit further. Let's look. Let me just read more while we're there at Matthew 6, 12. Let me go down and read to the 4-15. I'm going to start again. And forgive us our debt, our sin. God, forgive me my debt, my sin. That's on one side of the scale. As we forgive our debtors, as we forgive those that sin against us, that's on the other side of the scale. And the problem, if we're not careful, is we're trying to find equality in the scales. I did this, but yes, but he, she did that. That weighs more in the scale than what I did. I did a little thing. But the Lord, only Jesus, balanced the scales. We must forgive and lead us, verse 13, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. If you forgive those who sin against you, trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, but if you refuse to forgive others for their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins. He won't forgive your trespasses. So again, in our mind's eye, we've got to carry a zero balance. In our mind's eye, when we see the scales, we can forget about us in the natural as humans trying to tally the account and balance the scales with my sin versus your sin, and you know, the greatness of your sin and the smallness of my sin, because that's how we think. But the Lord says, you gotta carry a zero balance. You gotta carry a zero balance. You can't carry this over like you can carry your FPL bill, pay half this month and carry the balance over and I'll catch it up next month. No. We've got to. We must every day, all throughout the day, zero the balance. We've got to zero the balance. We're going to talk and deal with this. We've got to forgive. That we talk and hear a lot all the time about work-life balance. Are you working too much? Are you recreating to offset all the work that you do? Are you having some downtime? Are you having some self-care? Are you having some time for R&R, rest and relaxation? I want to say also, work-life balance, forgive. Forgiveness has got to be a part of my work-life balance. To keep myself in spiritual balance, I must forgive. I must release. I must let it go. Let's go to our next passage. Matthew 9:6. Matthew 9, verse 6. And it reads, but that you may know, we need to know this, that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. Then said Jesus to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go into your house. So what is important out of this verse? It's important that we know that Jesus, the Son of Man, has authority on earth to forgive sin. This is critical. Jesus has the power to forgive sin. Without Jesus having the power to forgive sin, if he didn't have the power to forgive sin, you and I would be lost today. We would be a train wreck. But I thank and praise God, Jesus has the power to forgive sin. Forgiveness takes the supernatural power of God. Forgiveness takes the supernatural power of God. We, without God, we don't have the power. Forgiveness, it takes supernatural power of God to release, to forgive, to remit sin. But Jesus has the power to forgive sin, and Jesus gives us the power. He empowers us. We're in our human frailty. It's not easy to forgive. It's not easy. Not always. Some things it's easy. Okay, I forgive you. Mean it from our heart. Sometimes it's a Goliath before us. The hurt, the anger, the betrayal, the deceit, the lies, the destruction, the devastation. But Jesus has the power to forgive sin. And through Christ, we have that same power. His Holy Spirit, His supernatural power enabling you and I to forgive, that we will be forgiven by God. We're talking about forgiveness today. I gotta forgive. There's no way around it. You've got to forgive. There's no way around it. We must forgive. We must release. We must let go. Let's go a little further in the Word of God. And it's coming from the Word. It's not coming from the opinions of man. The Scripture says that we must forgive if we want God to forgive us our sins. It says if you don't forgive, conditional, there is a hinge. The door of forgiveness has a hinge. And that hinge is that condition that we forgive, God forgives. You forgive, God says, I'll forgive. If you don't forgive, God says, I won't, can't forgive you. And you know the Father's heart desires to forgive, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we hinder him. We shut the door on him forgiving us if we don't forgive. But the hinges of our heart today must flow, must open and close on forgiveness. The hinges of my heart has to open and close and bend on forgiveness. Matthew 18, verse 21, let's go there. Just going through the scriptures. Going through the scriptures dealing with forgiveness. We must forgive. I got to keep my accounts at a zero balance. I can't afford not to forgive because I need God's forgiveness. I can't afford not to. Some things we can't afford not to do. I can't afford to fail here. I can't let the enemy get an inroad here, but I must forgive. Matthew 18:21, and it says, then came Peter to Jesus, and Peter said to Jesus, he asked a question. You know, Peter was bold, got the questions. He'll speak up and ask the Lord. So he comes to Jesus. How often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive? Lord, how often shall I forgive somebody? How often shall I forgive someone that sins against me? Peter said, shall I forgive him? Well, maybe. How about 7 times? That's a lot, right? You sin against me once. You sin against me twice. You sin against me 3 times. You sin against me 4 times. You sin against me 5 times. You sin against me 6 times. You sin against me 7 times? Peter said, now God, that's that must be about the right amount, that you would forgive someone that continues to sin against you. How many times you taught on forgiveness, you say forgive, that we will receive God's forgiveness. Peter said, I got a question. How many times? Some of us got the same question. God, how long, how much, how many times must I forgive this individual? How many times shall I forgive my brother that sins against me? Peter came up with the number. He said, 7. That's a perfect number. That's a complete number. 7. But Jesus, verse 22, said to Peter, I say not unto thee 7 times. Jesus said, no, I didn't tell you 7 times. You say, I don't say that. Jesus said, but until 70 times 7. Until 70 times 7. I don't say 7 times. Let me keep reading the passage. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened, or can be compared, to a certain king who decided to take account of his servants. He decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants that had borrowed from him. And when the king began to reckon, he was going through his accounts, and he began to reckon his accounts. He began to tally. He began to calculate who owed what, who was in the red, who was in the black. One of the servants was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents, $1,000,000. $1,000,000 is what they calculate that value to be. But because he couldn't pay his master, the king commanded him to be sold, commanded that his wife be sold, commanded that his children be sold, commanded that everything he had be sold and payment made. So everything sold, taken to pay down on this debt. The servant therefore fell down and he worshiped the king and he said, Lord, have patience, be patient with me, and I'll pay you all. Then it says the king, his master, the Lord, was moved with compassion and released him and forgave his debt. That's what Jesus has done. That's what the Father has done through Jesus. All of us, each and every one of us under the sound of this broadcast, has had a $1,000,000 debt, $1,000,000,000,000 debt before the Lord, our sin, our indebtedness. We couldn't pay it. If God were to reckon the books and to tally our account, we would all be in the red. We could not pay it. But God had mercy. God was moved with compassion. And he released us because of Christ taking our place the debt that we could not pay, Jesus has paid it all. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Hung, bled, died, was crucified, beaten to a pulp for our sins. That the debt, our sin debt, could be paid. That the debt could have a zero balance. That the debt could be remitted. The account book, the ledger, could be written in the red blood of Jesus Christ, paid in full. Hallelujah to the blood of the Lamb today. But the same servant, verse 28, but the same servant went out and he found one of his fellow servants, somebody that owed him 100 pennies. Maybe a few thousand dollars. And he laid hands on that person and he took him up by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe." And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Would you have patience with me? I'll pay it all to you." And he would not have patience, but he went and he cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you. God has forgiven you, and I through Christ. God has accepted the payment of Jesus Christ for our sins, your sins, my sins. God says, I've forgiven you. You wicked servant, how dare you and I neglect to forgive another?" The Lord says, "I forgave you all that debt, all that millions of dollars of sin debt. I forgave you. Because you asked me, because you desired to me, because you said, 'Lord, forgive me,' should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant? Even as I had mercy and took pity on you, should you have mercy?" Can we say today, "Lord, have mercy"? And his Lord was wroth. He was angry. And the king delivered, sent him to the prison to be tortured until he could pay all that he owed. So the Lord sums it up and says, verse 33, likewise, that is what my heavenly Father will do to you if from your hearts you do not forgive everyone of your brothers, your sisters, their trespasses." It's serious. Forgiveness is serious. I want to say today, we've got to forgive. God, help us today. Strengthen us today in this passage. Let us not be wicked, but let us from our heart forgive and release people to God. I must forgive. Forgiveness is serious business. God, help us to zero out the accounts that we hold in our heart against people. Help us to receive what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He paid the price for all mankind. Jesus paid the price for me. Jesus paid the price for those that sin against us. We release them